Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Isaiah. And in your bulletin, there's one verse left out. It kind of ends abruptly. So follow along on the screens and you will hear the whole scripture lesson. This is from Isaiah 43, and we're going to begin at verse 18. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I will give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. Yet you did not call upon me, O Jacob, but you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings, or honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings, or wearied you with frankincense. You have not bought me sweet cane with money, or satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So this morning, I've been thinking a lot about what I would say on my last Sunday here at Chamblee First Methodist. I've been praying about it, working with it. And I want to be perfectly honest and say that these last few weeks have been difficult as I've tried to sort out my feelings in the midst of this transition. Scott can tell you that I probably have not been the easiest person to live with lately. But that kind of goes all the time, so, you know, we won't say any more about that. And I began to think about what I would say today, and I was reminded of this passage from Isaiah 43 that says that God has come to do a new thing in our lives. And I realized that for whatever reason God has, that it was time to have a new thing here, a new thing in my life, in your life. And it was a thing that was ordained by Him. That things are going to change. That God is in charge, and He knows what needs to be done, and He knows why it needs to be done that way. You've probably heard the old adage that comes from church leadership, those seven last words of the church. Have you heard these before? I bet you have. We never did it that way before. And you may have heard, there's a story about a young energetic pastor who went before their board, their administrative board, with a list of ideas and for ministry and for outreach. And to each idea, the response was the same. We tried that once 30 years ago, and it didn't work. That's so true because we are creatures of habit. New things are hard. Change is difficult. Amen? New things are hard to absorb. And yet, here we are as the church following a God who is promising us that He is doing a new thing. that he calls us to let go of the former things and the things of old. What do we hear when those words are read aloud? What former things could God be asking us to release or to change? Good questions. Meanwhile, God has come into our midst and he has done in our lives a new thing through his Son, Jesus Christ. God came to fulfill the prophecy that was offered up by Isaiah and others like him, offering us a new way of life that is rooted in love and in forgiveness. And in Christ Jesus, God comes to make a way. He makes a way in the wilderness. He helps the lost and the lonely, causes rivers to flow in the desert, to take care of God's children so that they will sing God's praises. God has sprung forth in newness right here in front of us every Sunday when we gather together to worship him. He offers us a chance every day, every moment, to begin anew as we proclaim the forgiveness that is ours in what happened on the cross. Of course, the question comes, how often do we not embrace the new? And how often do we turn away and continue doing what we've been doing all along? And how often, in refusing to open up our hearts to the wonder of God's new thing, are we just like those people of Israel that God talks about in the second part of that scripture passage, who just go on and ignore God's love? God, of course, takes note. People basically turn away from God, the God who has done new things. But God will not remember our sins and our shortcomings. Praise God. Sisters and brothers, on this day, this same story echoes with clarity and truth as we have gathered here at Chamblee First United Methodist Church. God is doing a new thing. God is calling us to emerge from the way we've always done things, to step out into the light of newness, of faith through Jesus Christ. God comes always to us with this newness of life. God always comes challenging us to let go of the former things, of the way things used to be, so that we could step forward with open arms to embrace a new day in Christ's love. So ask yourself now, in all serious consideration, what are the things that we must leave behind as we prepare to receive this new thing that God is doing? What are the old ways that we need to abandon as we step forward to meet a God who comes to us in the 21st century? Where in our lives together can we meet Christ in a new and fresh and loving way? How, in this day and time, can we rise up to receive the gift of newness of life from a God who loves us and forgives us, a God who has blotted out all of our mistakes, and God knows I've made a few. and refuses to hold them against us. The truth is that no matter how we view it, we are challenged to receive God in a fresh and powerfully new way. God has not given up on us. God has a vision, a dream for the church, for this church, which itself is called to do something new, to move out into the world, to be better disciples, to enter a day of wonder and faithfulness. So what do you say this morning as you begin anew with new pastors, with a new model for ministry? Are you ready to meet the challenge? Are you going to let go of the former? Or are you going to link your hands and hearts and arms together and accept this new thing that God is birthing right here among us? And shall we, as God's people, welcome this newness as surely as we have welcomed the Christ child into our midst? It has been my honor and my pleasure to be your pastor for a year. And I thank you for all that you've done, the notes, the encouragement, through very difficult times. And I pray, oh God, that you will continue to work and to grow and to reach this community in a very special way. It is what God is calling you to do. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.